This is the iconic Trident Studios. If you think back to our stop at Savile Row, where the Apple Studios were located, where the Let It Be album was partially recorded, you'll recall it's a posh area, filled mostly by high-end shops. If you were to go to Abbey Road in northwest London, you would find the Abbey Road Studios, right in the middle of a neighborhood, no pubs and no shops nearby. But here we're in the heart of London, and this is where Paul McCartney loved to be. You've got the Bricklayers Pub around the corner, Carnaby Street just a few minutes away, the Ship, the Marquee Club. This is right where it all happens. Paul's association with Trident Studios began benignly enough. He'd heard a version of the song, Those Were the Days, My Friend, by Mary Hopkin, which isn't a groundbreaking masterpiece, but Paul had a true musician's ear, and he commented on how great the sound quality of the recording was. He did some investigating to find out where it was recorded, and that's how he wound up here in the Trident Studios. You can imagine how excited he was. He'd found an excellent recording studio right in the area where he liked to party. From here, he could record, go to the pub, record some more, go back to the pub. You get the idea. So Paul brings the Beatles here for the next recording session, which happened to be recording of their legendary single, Hey Jude. The Beatles have always been trendsetters, and once word spread that this was where they were recording, Trident Studios became the most sought-after recording venue in the world. And Paul McCartney was not happy about that. So, what did he do? He started block booking the studios, a month at a time, paid entirely up front. I mean, he could afford it, right? This way he could come and go as he pleased, whenever it suited him. A few years on, after the Beatles had split, Trident Studios became the recording home of Queen, as well as their management company. In 1972, Queen hadn't yet had a smash hit, but they were recording their work in this iconic studio, and Freddie Mercury was playing music on the same piano McCartney had used in Hey Jude and Elton John had used in Your Song. Queen's next three albums, Queen 2, Sheer Heart Attack, and A Night at the Opera, were in large recorded here, including the piano pieces in the iconic record-breaking single, Bohemian Rhapsody. A list of songs and artists that put their voices onto track within this building is really like a list of the who's who of rock and pop history. Most of the Beatles' White Album, as well as Hey Jude, Elton John's Candle in the Wind and Your Song, Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, three Queen albums, The Bee Gees, Carly Simon's You're So Vain, Frank Zappa, Genesis, James Taylor, Joe Cocker, Kiss, Lou Reed's Transformer, Peter Gabriel, The Rolling Stones' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, Thin Lizzy, Tina Turner, T-Rex, Yes, Henry Nilsson's Without You, Dusty Springfield, Band ZX, Jeff Beck, and Rod Stewart. All here, in this tiny studio tucked away on a little alley in Soho that most people don't even know exists. With number 17 on your left, walk down St. Anne's Court and turn right onto Dean Street. Walk until you get to Bateman Street and turn left. Take the first right onto Frith Street and walk until you get to number 47.